All right, welcome back inside our Proactive Newsroom. And joining me now is Ken Konkin. He is the CEO of Goldstorm Metals Corp. And Ken, it's good to see you. How are you?
Thank you very much for having Steve. It's a great opportunity to give the story of a new spin-out company for sure.
Yeah, it's exciting to learn a bit more about it. There's obviously a backstory to this and how all this happened. So you're a busy guy these days, Ken. So tell me a little bit about how all this came about.
Well, it started with the when I first came on with Tudor Gold Corp, and we realized the great significance of having a world-class deposit that we basically discovered in the last 4 years with a new and improved resource that just recently came out. But this making of Goldstorm Metals Corp, the let's call it the, it came from the mother of all deposits, the Goldstorm deposit, hence gave birth to the daughter company. So think of it that way. GMC, Goldstorm Metals Corp, is the same metallogenic trend, geology, and basically structure, regional structures that host all the mineralization from KSM up to Brucejack through to Treaty Creek. So it was an important spin-up for us because it added value for the Tudor shareholder.
And I guess it also, you know, you're getting the experience that you have with Tudor as well on Goldstorm also. So, you know, that's the important part of this is it starts off with a pretty experienced team as well.
Absolutely. My roots go back a little bit further than that. I was part of the discovery team of the Treaty Creek recon crew in 87. So my name kind of got plastered in a few places for the showings we discovered. And typically, a lot of high-level exploration kind of didn't occur until we came full circle back, you know, some 30-some-odd years later. But my experience was clearly the triangle. It was Snowfields deposit directly south of us, including the Valley of the Kings, which I gave the name to that deposit with Prey Team at the time. It got sold to Newcrest. So all of this was the evolution of the perfect exploration team that I was able to pluck some people from and put it to work with us at Treaty. Now we're concentrating on the next one. This is the next one, Goldstorm Metals Corp.
Yeah, let's talk about a project. Tell me a bit about it. Obviously, it's in the Golden Triangle, which you know so well. What should people understand about the project?
Well, so far we've identified a frequency that occurs through the KSM project along a structural trend to the north and northeast, but that also structural pendulum swings back to the south. So we recognize that early, hence the, in my point of view, the urgency to pull that out, because that was something that could be a repeat of that entire sequence, but there is something even more precious to this. There is a peripheral precious metals belt that occurs on the side of the crystalline intrusive complex that has incredible silver grades with gold. Now, I spent 19 years hunting the planet looking for the biggest silver deposits that we could find for silver standard. And the highest grades I ever came across was just a day. I spent a day trip in Mina Marta in Argentina. And I couldn't believe seeing 20 kilo material there. Here at our own project, we have 10, 12, 15, 20 kilogram. That's 20,000 gram per ton gold. To put that into context, Steve, SK Creek average grade was a very high grade, 1 kilo. The average, that's 1,000 grams. The average grade of a deposit is around 10 ounces, say 300 to 320 320 grams. So 10 ounce, 8 ounce deposit of silver. This thing absolutely obliterates that number. So the exciting aspect of this trend coming up off of Ascot to Scotty through our Electrum project, right through the center, right core of our entire crown claim, is this nice precious metal belt that we'll be hunting in part this year.
Okay, so what will that include? Are you looking at just getting boots on the ground and doing some field work, or are you hoping to get some drills going there as well?
Well, that's a great question. I think we're going to definitely take our time to develop the target that is the silver target, because some of those samples were my samples, so I've got to go shake the rust off and get the dust off the notes to see what the heck that caused those numbers, and get right back to where we started the whole story for GMC, which was the Electrum project. It was the old East Gold mine. That one has a series of feather veins, very high grade gold with some silver, as high as, in this case, 20 kilos. That was actually a sample that I helped our basically our qualifying author that did our 43101 collect. So that was a big number that I was shocked to see it was that high. It was a great silver gold event that occurs with the multi-pulse lead silver zinc. So there's multi-pulses on the edge of a porphyry system. So that's the important takeaway. While you're hunting for a large elephant, you're going to, you know, going to look at these very rich, discrete systems that always occur peripheral. So that's the takeaway from this kind of story, is we're looking at twofold. One, a bulk tonnage target, no doubt, but along the way, this trend is incredible. So we need to look at the precious metal trend that has these high-grade gold up to 101 gram gold in surface, and in drill core, 440 grams in drill core that was never gone back on because of the 2008 fallout. So after 2008, they never had the money to regain the momentum to go back at this thing. So we picked it up, and now we're going to be running a drill program off that this summer.
All right, we'll leave it there. Ken, thanks so much. Sounds exciting. We look forward to following the story for sure. Appreciate your time.
Thank you very much for having me. Good to see you.
Yeah, good to see you as well. Ken Konkin, the CEO of Goldstorm Metals Corp.